Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Let's face it, some of us are deathly afraid of asking for help. I don't know about you, but that's been my case before. Not deathly afraid, but just not too excited about asking for help. Why? I don't know why. Maybe we're scared of getting rejected. Maybe we're scared of being that guy or that girl. Just recently, I debated about asking for help. I'm republishing my books, Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, and Day Job to Dream Job. It's been a while since those books have been out. I wanted to update them. I wanted to put new covers on them, new subtitles, make some cool changes. And I was all done. And then I thought, you know what? I'd like to ask three people, one for each book, to basically write the foreword. And I thought, you know, should I ask them? I don't want to bug them. They're busy. And yet I thought about it for a long time. Usually I'm a pretty quick, decisive person. But I thought about it and I kind of agonized over it. And I thought, well, what if they say no? Or will they feel obligated if they say yes? Look, just ask the person for help. You know what I'm saying? So basically I asked them. And sure enough, immediately it was like, oh, thanks so much for including me. I'll get that right over. In fact, two out of the three already turned it back. One turned it back within 24 hours. I mean, these people are waiting for help. And of course, it's going to be great for them because forever will be tied, you know, for this book. Forever will be bound. When people search for their name, they'll find mine and vice versa. They'll be the very first thing the reader experiences. It's a great thing. But the point is this, that so many times people don't ask for help. Just recently, my buddy Troy, right? He became my friend. He's been doing my shoulder surgery. My shoulder physical therapy. And he was talking about power washing and wanting to get a power washer. And if you've watched the show, I just bought a power washer like 8 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, I don't know. So I said, Troy, come on, man. You've been helping me out with my shoulder for physical therapy. I said, let me return the favor. Please let you use the power washer. Oh, no, I can't ask you to do that. I'll just buy one. I said, Troy, come on, man. It's sitting in the garage. I want to do this for you. So anyway, tomorrow now I'm going to bring the power washer to the physical therapist place. He's going to use it, borrow it for a few weeks. The point is this, like, why are we scared as humans to ask for help? Troy does not need to spend a couple hundred dollars and buy a power washer when he's going to get, you know, usage out of mine. Who cares? So I want to challenge you today. Look, there's two types of people. There's people who always ask for help, who just never stop asking for help. And then there's people who never ask for help. In other words, there's pretty much extremes. You never ask for help or you always ask for help. And my point is this, like, mix it up. If you're the person who never asks for help, be bold, be brave, ask somebody. Somebody might be able to be a blessing to you and they might feel, you actually might help someone feel good about themselves by doing that. And then if you're always the person who asks for help, maybe defer and offer to give somebody else some help. Let's start that cycle. That would be pretty cool. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today and tag someone who you need to help. I mean, that's a great way to help somebody. If this video is helpful for you, tag them. Help them out. Let them know, like, hey, I appreciate you and I want you to start getting blessed by other people. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.